Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Now, the Suns absolutely demolished the San Antonio Spurs yesterday at AT&T Center. 133-95. Spurs jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Suns responded and led by 5 after the first quarter, then outscored San Antonio 36-11 in the second quarter, coasted the rest of the way. DeAndre Ayton, 25 points, 10 rebounds to lead the Suns. Devin Booker's streak of 3 consecutive games with 40 or more points ended, but he did have 20, as did Mikal Bridges. Suns canned 19 three-pointers and had a season-high 37 assists. Listen to the flip side of this for the Spurs, and I know you know this, Tim. San Antonio has now lost 11 straight games. They started the year 5-2. They are 1-16 since then.
Oof. Yes, they have lost 16 out of 17. They have not lost.
And the one win came against the Bucks, which makes perfect sense.
Vinny, they have not lost. I mean, this is uncharted territory for this organization. I mean, they're still the winningest team in NBA history, percentage-wise. Mm-hmm. They're ahead of the Lakers. Think about that. They have not lost 11 games in a row since 1989.
Wow.
89.
Suns, no rest tonight. They're in Dallas to visit Luka Doncic and the Mavs. That game tips off at 6:30. Pre-game coverage starts at 6 on the Arizona Sports app and 98.7. We'll have a lot of Suns talk today. College hoops, Bobby Hurley's ASU Sun Devils notched another win, this time holding off Stanford at Desert Financial Arena, 68-64. Devils led by as many as 13 in the second half, but Stanford chipped away. They took a one-point lead on a Michael Jones free throw with 5:27 left. ASU quickly got the lead back, didn't let it go. Desmond Cambridge Jr. had 19 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 steals for the Sun Devils, who are now 2-0 in the Pac-12 for the first time under Bobby Hurley. Isn't that hard to believe?
Yes.
They've never started 2-0 under his watch.
It's not hard to believe because Bobby Hurley, he's done some great things, but you know, playing well in the Pac-12 historically has not been his thing.
That's true.
2-0, though, is not an unreachable.
No, but they've kind of stubbed their toe out of the gate in the Pac-12 pretty much every year of his tenure.
Yeah, a little break now from Pac-12 play. ASU will face SMU on the road on Wednesday. Hurley did say after the game, too, that forward Marcus Bagley has, quote, stepped away from the team, that ASU will support him, but offered no elaboration. That situation is a mess. Arizona bounced back from a loss at Utah. They beat up on Cal 81-68 in Tucson. Azulis Tabellis led the Cats with 25 points. Cardinals are back at their practice facility today in Tempe to get to work after their Week 13 bye. Elsewhere in the NFC West, the Seahawks slipped by the Rams 27-23. Geno Smith hit DK Metcalf on an 8-yard touchdown pass with 36 seconds left. In Santa Clara, the 49ers lost quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo to a foot injury. They were still able to beat the Dolphins 33-17 behind Brock Purdy, the former Perry High star who had 2 touchdown passes and is the man, because Kyle Shanahan announced after the game Garoppolo out for the season, will need surgery on his foot. That was a nasty looking injury.
Trey Lance coming back, not an option either. So it's Purdy,
yes,
baby.
Purdy and I forget who they even have on their roster. They're going out to get Josh Johnson.
They're getting
every NFL team.
They're getting Josh Johnson.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be Purdy.
Is Nick Mullins still around?
It might not be Purdy. Brock Purdy from Perry.
And Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, if I'm not mistaken.
He was Mr. Irrelevant.
Yes, he's very relevant, at least for the time being.
Yep.
So with the 49ers, 8-4, Seattle 7-5, Cardinals in third at 4-8, and the Rams bringing up the rear at 3-9. As one of the worst defending Super Bowl champions of all time, the Rams. Looked like the Colts-Cowboys game might go down to the wire. In fact, I got one of those one-score alerts going into the fourth quarter. Hey, you might want to tune in. Dallas led the Colts 21-19 entering the fourth, but then exploded for 33 points in the final 15 minutes to win 54-19 on Sunday Night Football. Game of the day was in Cincinnati, where the Bengals rallied for 10 fourth-quarter points to beat Kansas City 27-24. Travis Kelce had a fumble that led to a Cincinnati TD, and Harrison Butker missed a potential game-tying field goal from 55 yards in the fourth. Cincinnati now tied with the Ravens at 8-4, and they continue their ownership of the Kansas City Chiefs, interestingly enough.
The Chiefs have a little problem with Joe Burrow,
yes,
and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Boyd. I don't know if they're going to meet again in the postseason, but something to think about.
Yeah, they probably don't want to meet them again in the postseason.
No, and that expected coronation of the AFC title game between the Bills and the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Bengals have something to say about that.
They're definitely in
come
the conversation.
January, yep.
Week 13 wraps up tonight in Tampa. Bucks hosting the Saints on Monday Night Football in a game that kicks off at 6:15. The field for the college football playoff announced on Sunday. It'll be top seed Georgia against Ohio State in the Peach Bowl semifinal. Buckeyes got there despite not qualifying for their conference championship game. The other semi in Glendale at the Verbo Fiesta Bowl will feature second-seeded Big Ten champion Michigan and third-seeded TCU, who lost their championship game but did not get affected. We'll have some reaction to some college football news, too.
Half the playoff just moonwalking backwards into the postseason.
Yeah. It's what you look for.
Well, we got to have four, I guess. YouTube people, get in here. All right, come on in.
The Guaranteed Rate Bowl at Chase Field will take place December 27th. It'll be Wisconsin against Oklahoma State in the Arizona Bowl in Tucson, Ohio, and Wyoming on December 30th. Yotes on the ice tonight, second to last game on their 14-game stretch away from home. They're in Calgary, as some people call it. Take on the Flames. Puck drops at 7. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:30 on the Arizona Sports app and ESPN 620. Fred McGriff has been elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame by the Contemporary Era Committee. McGriff, 493 home runs in his 19-year career for 6 different teams. Those who did not get enough votes from this committee: Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling, Dale Murphy, Rafael Palmeiro, and Don Mattingly.
All those people are no Fred McGriff.
I had a very similar reaction. Like, all of those players were better players than Fred McGriff, but he's the one going.
The thing about Fred McGriff, though, if he had seven more home runs, he probably would have already been in the Hall of Fame. That's sort of a weird designation not to put him in.
Never got more than 37% of the vote in 10 years on the ballot.
I hate these committees. They've been putting in a lot of, like, very good players. Yeah.
The Biddy committees. The names you just gave, though, except for Mattingly, they're all tainted.
How dare you smear the name of Dale Murphy?
Two-time MVP.
Dale Murphy, all right, except for Dale Murphy.
Fred McGriff was very good for a very long time, but never great.
Dale Murphy at one point was the best player in the National League for a several-year stretch. Don Mattingly was the best player in baseball for a several-year stretch.
I agree. I remember the Dale Murphy era, obviously. Dale Murphy should be it.
We watched it in all of its glory on TBS.
We did.
And finally, a couple more knockout games on tap at the World Cup today. Of course, the U.S. Exiting on Saturday after losing to the Netherlands. But Japan against Croatia at 8, and then Brazil against South Korea. Man, that was a frustrating game on Saturday for the U.S. team. Anyhow, there's your splash.